Cress, St. Helena, California, February 3, 1907. Dr. Cress Wilrunga, Sydney, Australia. Dear brother, I received your very welcome letter on Friday, February 1st. The possibility of your being able to return to America to help in the work at Washington pleases us all very much. In the last interview I had with Elder Irwin, I expressed the belief that if the move could be made without serious loss to the sanitarium where you are now presiding, that it would be wise for you to make this change. We discussed the matter quite fully, and at last came to this understanding, that if, in your judgment, the work at Wurrunga could be left in other hands, we would ask you to transfer your labors to the work in Washington. Your last letter shows that your minds as a family have turned toward America, and I take this as an evidence that the Lord would have this change made. Taking everything into consideration, I believe the Lord is working out this plan for His own name's glory. We desire that your experience shall be of value not only to the sanitarium in Washington, but to our sanitariums in other places. The prospect of your taking up work in this field is a very pleasant one to contemplate. The experience you have had in the Wurrunga Sanitarium will enable you to be a great blessing to the new sanitarium at Washington. My prayer is that the blessing of the Lord may attend you in your preparations for your journey. If you could accompany your wife, I think it would be better for you all. We shall pray for you as you journey across the water, that all blessings may be provided for you. I hope that you will be able to be present at the opening of the Washington Sanitarium. I am so glad that our Father is affected by our joys as well as by our griefs. We may put our trust in Christ, for He is the sent of God. He bears to us the revelation of God's will. He is the Word. He is the sympathizing Savior. Our bodily wants, as well as our spiritual, come under the supervision of God. We leave you in His care, in your preparations for your voyage, and in your journey across the water, and we pray that He will be full of kindness and sympathy for you. With this, I send you a copy of my letter to Elder Olson. Be of good courage in the Lord. In much love to all your family.